in Arizona who takes over if the governor can't perform their duties. Right now, it's the Secretary of State, but if Prop 131 is passed, it could be a lieutenant governor.
And the lieutenant governor would be first in line to take over if or when the governor leaves office.
Republican State Senator J.D. Mesnard sponsored the amendment, which would be implemented in the 2026 election. The two politicians would run on a joint ticket, similar to the president and vice president.
We have not, prior to the current governor, had a governor serve out a full 8 years in decades.
The amendment would require the lieutenant governor to hold a position in the executive office that already exists, like chief of staff. That's one of the reasons Civic Engagement Beyond Voting, a nonpartisan organization, opposes the measure.
That to us seems like a clear recipe for cronyism and corruption. The governor's chief of staff is an unelected political operative. This person has a huge amount of power behind the scenes.
Melinda Iyer with CEBV explains the partisan group believes this is a politically motivated move.
Only now that we have a Democratic Secretary of State do we see this Republican-led bill actually getting through to the ballot.
Democratic State Senator Sean Bowie co-sponsored the prop and believes now is the right time because both the governor and Secretary of State positions are up for election.
There's more continuity in terms of who takes over. It's not someone from a different party or someone who has totally different political beliefs. It ensures that continuity is in place.
Similar measures were voted down in 1994 and 2010. Taylor Tesler, KTAR News.